103.7 WHHT. It's Morgan Wallen with Just In Case. Good morning. I'm Kelly McKay, and I have a couple of fellas in studio with me this morning, Don Wyatt and Greg Harris, who are with the Barron County Contractors Association. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Rainy.
I'm
doing wonderful. Glad to be here.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Glad to have you both. And Greg, thanks for calling me and saying, hey, we want to get the word out about what we are doing with the Barron County Contractors Association. So first of all, I want to kick it off with telling us exactly what this is and why this was formed.
Well, the county and some officials got together and are trying to do something for the public so they can rely upon the contractors they get, or if they need them and they're not people just driving through the area and, you know, taking money or whatever. So to give the public some assurance of who they hire. Mm-hmm. And that's the primary focus of it.
All right. And I know you want to thank a couple of important people that have kind of helped, that have been a very intricate part in this becoming something.
Yes, I'd like to thank the judge of Barron County, Jamie Bird. She's been very instrumental in pushing this program along, as well as Jim Griffin, the city and county inspector. And we also have a new inspector, Corey Wood, who is very instrumental, and he spent a lot of time on the computer and kind of looking over the applications and getting some things going. And we really appreciate all those folks.
Yeah, it takes a village to make something happen. And it sounds like you've got some great folks in your corner.
Yes.
With this. So I know this is really important for folks who live in our area and those who are moving into our area. I feel like we have new people that move into Southern Kentucky all the time, and someone always needs a contractor, needs something small done or something large done. I see it on my Facebook every single day. Who do you recommend for this? Who do you recommend for that? So how does one become a member of the Barron County Contractors Association?
Well, you have two ways. You can get on our website, www.bcca-ky.org, and they can do an application there. The fee is $125, and they're required to have a minimum $100,000 general liability and accident coverage policy in effect. Mm-hmm. And if they're in an area like Glasgow that requires local licensing, they're required to maintain that. Mm-hmm. And if they're a Kentucky plumber or electrician, they're also required by the state to be licensed and take continuing education classes. So the professionalism is what we're trying to drive, mm-hmm. to help the public get reliable people to do their work.
You all know this as well as I do, that when storms roll through, you have individuals, and I say businesses, and I use that word loosely, that try to take advantage of people that come through. Oh, you need this fixed, or you need this taken care of, I'll do it. They take that person's money and then they're gone.
Absolutely.
So that's why this is so important.
It is very important. And you know, we want to be there to help the public. And I think that we can be. And they can look on this website. And we are promoting a lot of people, and I think Don left out the HVAC people.
Yes, correct.
They're aboard with us, and they have to be licensed through the state, as well as county, city, and they have to have their insurance up to date. Mm-hmm. And Don did mention that $100,000 insurance policy is required. I think maybe if you say you're a block layer or something, that maybe, I don't know what the standards is in that industry or anything. I don't know. Is all that $100,000 on everybody?
Yeah, it was the minimum on general liability,
okay.
Which most policies start at $500,000 to $1 million, and it's not much money difference. But we felt like if they could get a lower level and they weren't working in that arena at those higher levels, at least they would have some assurance to the public and be covered.
Right.
And could get that insurance within reasonable means.
Right. Are you wanting to mention a few people?
Yeah, I'd like to mention the board. I'm the chairman of the board. Andrew Collins. Of course, Greg Harris, who's with us here today. Kelton Scott and Robert Garino are the board members that were elected by the membership back in January. And we serve on staggered terms for this year and then into the next year. So that's the people that are on the board, and we've spent the last couple of months just trying to get everything lined out once Jamie and Jim got it started, is to so that it would function past us when we leave and be something the public could rely upon.
Well, as I'm looking at this website, and I visited it the other day, Greg, you sent that to me, and it's very clean, it's easy to navigate, easy to read. So if you are looking for a contractor here locally and you're wanting to make sure that you get someone who is fully licensed and insured, this website is definitely the place to go.
Correct. And they can do a search on it by categories. So
yes,
if you're looking for electricians, you're going to pull up Greg and probably 20 or 30 other licensed electricians. If you want plumbers, HVAC, down to drywallers, we're trying to get it pared down so the public can pick what they need. Mm-hmm. It doesn't play favorites. It'll give them the entire list, and then they can choose who they want to do business with.
Okay. Again, that website is BarronCountyContractors.com. Very easy to remember, BarronCountyContractors.com.
One other thing I would like to, I think we left out one guy that we really need to acknowledge. Mr. Brian Pack has been very instrumental in helping us set up the bylaws, and he's went above and beyond the call of duty to help us get this started. And I'm sure I'm leaving out someone, and anybody that's helped us in any way, we really do appreciate that. And I apologize if I didn't mention your name.
Yeah, Brian Pickrell, who does website designs and things. He's worked with the county, but he's helped us get the website up. Mm-hmm. And been instrumental in getting that done. And we're still actively working on some things, so we're trying to get that taken care of. One thing I'd like to add, if I can, is people using this service, like you mentioned, somebody, we call them fly-by-night or trunkers, they come through and take advantage of especially older citizens. We recommend that everybody deal with a person that uses a contract. And if you use somebody from within our area, it's about 10 times the economic value to our area versus if you use someone from out of state or whatever, we'll never see the money used here again. So there's a lot of benefits here to this.
Definitely. We want to keep as much money local as we possibly can, and this is one way to do that. BarronCountyContractors.com. Visit that website. Become familiar with it. And, you know, if you don't need anyone right now, you may need someone on down the road, and you can pass that along to a friend or a family member. Don, Greg, thank you both for being here this morning. Thank you for the hard work that you've put behind this. And thanks to everyone who has played a role in.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're going to get back at it with Zach Topp. I Never Lie on 103.7 WHHT.